Well, we've just about slithered our way through another Talking Tree broadcast.
Way to work it in, Romy. Wow.
The sound of the wind rustling through leaves is called slithering. And it has been a great spring, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's been windy. There's been a lot of opportunity to slither this spring, but not today. Looking out the window, it doesn't look like anything's moving out there.
My neighbors loved it. My misting systems are cooling his backyard.
You're so generous. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But hey, is that related to trees? It does dry trees out. So we have to be mindful of how much wind we're getting and how that affects the plants. And it does dry them out a little faster. So we might want to consider giving them some water after some windy days or a windy week.
And as we are going into the summertime, it's time to change our watering schedules.
Yes, definitely. And we want to be very conscious of that we're May through, you know, about October. we're really hitting our dry period and a lot of heat. Now, that hopefully will change when we get into the monsoon season. But what surprises people is that this typically is the time of year that the plants need the most water, because we've got those, like Steve said, we got the winds, we got this really low humidity. You know, when you go to pet the cat and you shock him instead, you know that the humidity's low. You can see it in your bird baths or things outside where everything just dries up so quickly. So that's happening, like Steve said, with what's evaporating from the ground or what's evaporating through the leaves on the trees and plants like that. So what we want to really encourage people to do and really get those plants a lot more kind of drought resilient is water deeply and infrequently. So you kind of hear that mantra, deeply and infrequently. And what we want people to understand is, what does that mean? Well, you know, for our trees, it's nice if you can get to a depth of about 3 feet, for shrubs at least a couple feet, and for small plants about a foot. But then to allow a drying period in between. What that does, you're encouraging those roots to go deeper in the soil where they're more protected from the heat and the sun and the dry winds. And if you're watering frequently, the roots really don't have a reason to go deeper. So by watering deeply and then letting it dry in between, the roots will work their way down further in the soil.
Which makes it for a hardier, stronger tree. A lot of times when you see mesquite trees especially blown over during the monsoons, it's just somebody didn't water deeply and the roots are all just within the top
very surface layer or very close to the trunk because they never had water in the
out at the drip edge.
Drip edge, that's right. So
water deep. And I will say it is worth everyone to get a soil probe to go around the tree. It's amazing what you can learn from walking around after it's been watering for an hour. You put in, I'm only going 2 inches.
Yeah.
You know, on the surface it looks like it is, but let it go a little longer and you come back and an hour and a half later, you're getting down to a foot. Okay, so now I need to go another hour.
And we've made it a little easier for people. If you don't want to do the soil probe thing, we've kind of calculated out ourselves, like how many gallons that would take to get to those depths, knowing that our desert soils are all pretty uniform, heavy clay soil. And so waterusitwisely.com, we have a fantastic watering guide, and it'll tell you how many gallons. And then it's like for a 8-foot tree, you want to put so many gallons on each time, and we feel that's a pretty good estimate for getting it to those depths. And then we'll give you those frequencies as well. So, waterusitwisely.com, and we'll get you to that watering guide.
And that book that you have in front of you that Water Use It Wisely puts together on the desert plants, I absolutely love that book.
The Landscape Plants for the Arizona Desert, and that's an AMWA booklet, but we definitely promote, or we all work together on this stuff. So yes, it's fantastic. And they have a really good online guide as well that is fantastic. So, and AMWA also offers a text when to water. If you text to 33222 or text when to water to 33222, and they'll send you a monthly reminder on the frequency for watering. So
I do get that.
Yeah. Excellent.
And there's another little booklet called Watering by the Numbers,
yes,
Landscape Watering by the Numbers, that helps. It talks about using the soil probe and how to go about doing that and how to figure out how long to let your irrigation controller run to get to those depths.
And then get out. If you are working on a landscape or you're looking for a low water use landscape, you know, a lot of people think you're limited to Palo Verde, Mesquite, and Ironwood, but there are so many great places right. out there. The City of Scottsdale's Xeriscape Garden yes. at their reclamation right on Hayden and McDowell. Yep. The yep. Botanical Gardens.
Yes.
Donna, I know you've got a couple of places people can go see the a beautiful landscape.
Absolutely. Of course, Mesa Community College is has a Xeriscape demonstration garden and is a arboretum, actually. And
they, a Tree Campus USA.
They just celebrated becoming a Tree Campus USA just a few weeks ago. So some amazing sites. Of course, Boyce Thompson is also wonderful to get those examples. And that's what's so important. We want people to understand that, you know, first of all, it's just so much easier to maintain these plants that are so well you know, they're so adapted to our climate. And, you know, we all are hearing these kind of scary headlines right now with the drought conditions. And by the way, so excited you have Central Arizona
next
Project
joining
you next hour. And people, if you can't listen live, please get the podcast because I know they're going to talk about some good stuff.
AWA Lifeline of Arizona. We are flooded. We are flooded. Yeah. All week long with questions. How can we take any more people in this state? How can we take any more people in this state? Well, we're going to be talking about the water and lifeline.
I think that's Arizona. One thing they missed back in the 60s when they were allocating that water is they should have said, all right, everyone that moves from California to Arizona, their water credits move with them. they missed that one detail. We'd be okay if we'd have just thought of that one, but who would have thought we'd ever had that kind of migration coming back east from the West Coast. But we are.
Great idea. Thanks, guys.
Steve, Donna, thank you so much for your time this Saturday morning.